Well, good morning. We are here to do coffee and confessions. Hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith, and I'm so glad to get to be with you today. I hope that you're pumped up, and I believe we're going to have a good time today doing coffee and confessions. Do you believe that? Do you believe we could have a good time doing that? Well, I believe some wonderful things are going to happen here with coffee and confessions today. Coffee and confessions today, praise the Lord. So I believe we'll have a good time. You know, we always like to look at a scripture here. And I'm going to pull a scripture here out of the 19th chapter here, and we're going to pull it out of the 26th verse. It looks like, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Did you know all things are possible in your life today? You say, what? Yeah, all things are possible in your life. You know, God can do some wonderful things for you even this year. If you'll let him do some wonderful things in your life this year, this month, this week, all things are possible. Today, some things can happen today. All things are possible for them that what? Believe. Now, if you're not going to believe, and you're going to be a person that's not going to believe what God tells you, you know, and you just think, well, that's just hearsay. That's my mind doing tricks. And I'm not sure if he can do that. And you're just not going to believe. Well, you know, it is going to be impossible for you. But if you believe, he said, all things are possible for them that believe. That's all it takes is believing. Can you do that today? Can you believe that God can do all things for you? For you just believing today? Amen. You got to be a person that believes and trusts God. And you know, God will do some wonderful things in your life if you'll let him do that. Well, let's get into our confessions today. Well, the Psalms 103:2 is where we're going to start. And if you want to do these confessions, you can go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com and hit the pages tab and go into the confessions there. Literally, you have them all laid out what we're going to do today. And you can just go down through the list with us and just enjoy these confessions with us today. I believe it'll be a blessing to your life. We'll start out with these a few confessions. Then we'll do a prayer about three small little prayers that are inspired by the Holy Spirit for Paul. Out of two out of Ephesians, one out of Colossians, and we're going to finish out with the rest with just confessions. And I believe that it'll change your life if you let it change your life today. Let's go ahead and get into this today, and you can just go along with me, just confess them with me today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalms 103:2. Lord, in obedience to your word, we recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He has forgiven all my sins. He's my healer. I receive my healing and health today. My life is redeemed from destruction. I'm crowned with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. He executeth righteousness and judgment for me against oppression. I am free. Maybe you're impressed today. Hey, well, you know, he said that he's already paid the price for you concerning oppression, and he executes righteousness and judgment for you against oppression. You are free today if you let him free you today. Say, I am free. Maybe today you're bound with something. You can say, I am free, right? You know, who the Son sets free is free indeed, you know, but you got to agree with God about what you're saying and say, I am free. He makes known his ways to us. We are his child and we follow him. You know, you can say today, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, right? And we're his child and we follow him. He's his sheep know his voice, right? You're his sheep. You know his voice. You're following him today, praise the Lord. I receive his grace and mercy and attain it in times of need. You know, it's hard to even go on from these great confessions at the beginning, but you know, you think about, you know, today, if you're dealing with challenges and stress and things of life, you know, his grace and mercy, you need it. You start confessing for it today. You know, take advantage of it today and receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. Isn't that good? That's some great confessions right there. Ephesians 1:16-23 says it like this: you've given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. So you just want to pray it like I'm praying. Pray it for yourself. Put yourself in there. You've given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ, and thinking that my eyes are understanding, be enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. You're revealing to me the exceeding greatness of your power, according to the working of your mighty power, which raised Christ from the dead and set him at your right hand. Ephesians 3:14-20, that's the next prayer. So just put yourself in there. Grant me, according to his riches and glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height and know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I praise you, Lord, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Colossians 1, 9 through 11 says, I will pray that you fill me with the knowledge of your will with all wisdom. So fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of you, strength with all might, according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Praise the Lord. Those are some great prayers. I believe they'll change your life if you pray. The more you pray them in your life. I've seen it in my own life, so I really believe if you'll challenge yourself to pray those prayers regularly, I believe it'll change your life. Well, let's get these great confessions today that it has to do with fears and worries. You know, we have a world out there that's in fear, and they're worried today. A lot of good reason for a lot of worry and fear, but, you know, we're told not to fear, right? We haven't been given the spirit of fear, and we've been given a spirit of power and might and a sound mind. So let's speak the right things over our life. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good, Romans 12, 21 and 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Greater is he that is in me than he is the world, 1 John 4, 4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me, Psalm 23, 4. I'm far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54, 14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54, 17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree by rivers of living water. And Psalms 1, 3. Ye, Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1, 4. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91, 10. You have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91, 11. In my pathway is life, right? And there is no death, Proverbs 12, 28. I'm a doer of the word, and I'm blessed in my deeds, James 1, 22 through 25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6, 16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3, 13. I overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12, 11. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4, 7. The word of God is forever sealed in heaven, Psalms 119, 89. And great is the peace of my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54, 13. Isn't that good? Let me get a drink here. Amen. Well, you know, you got some material needs. Are you needing some stuff? As I get a drink there, you know, there's people that need things for their vision, for their faith walk, take care of their kids. You need to make sure that you're speaking the right things out of your mouth, you know. Whatever you're speaking and you're lacking, that's probably not working. We got to speak good things for good things to come into our lives, right? Life and death are in the power of your tongue. What are you causing to happen with your tongue today? Well, these are some great confessions to help you with that. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3, 13, Deuteronomy 28. For poverty has given me wealth, for sickness he's given me health, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. I'm rich because of the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10, 22. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37, 4. I have given, and has given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6, 38. I have all sufficiency of all things, and abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9, 8. You know, you think about people, and I got a couple more here. I think, well, man, he's just speaking confessions for prosperity. You know, if you don't believe in prosperity, you have to throw out a lot of scriptures. You know, well, first of all, we know that, you know, if you had a microphone, you went up to Abraham right now and you put it in his face, you said, hey, does God prosper me? I don't think Abraham would say no, because the Bible says he made Abraham rich, right? In cattle and gold and silver. What about his family and Isaac and Jacob? Were they not prosperous? And then didn't he tell us, he said that God's not a respecter of persons. So if he prospered them, he would have to prosper you, right? Or he would be a respecter of persons. What does that mean to be a respecter of persons? He does one thing for one person and doesn't do it for another. And that's not how our Father is he? But you'd have to throw out a lot of scriptures to say that God doesn't want to prosper. I'm reading you scriptures right now. And you're having a hard time, some people, even with me speaking this. Well, you know, you need to think about You need to tear some things out of your Bible if you don't think that God wants to prosper you, right? Then you also need to think about this. You don't need to be going to work right now if you don't believe God wants to prosper you. You don't need to be taking care of your family right now. If you truly believe he wants you to be poor, you shouldn't be doing anything to prosper yourself. You need to practice what you preach, right? But God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to prosper. He loves you. He's a good father, just like all of us fathers today. He wants to take care of his kids, right? And so you need to make sure that you're listening to what the scripture says, right? And even if you've been taught some other things, you need to listen to what the Bible says. You know, if he wants to prosper, he wants to prosper. Why wouldn't you submit to the will of God? You know, that's his will for you, is that you're prosperous. The Bible says he wants you fruitful. Right? And he says he gives you richly all things to enjoy, is what the scripture says. So if he wants to bless you, and he does it not just so you can accumulate wealth, but so you can be a blessing to someone else, then it's important that you submit to his will and become a blessing to someone else, right? Well, let's go ahead and finish here. He says, I've given as given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things to abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. And there is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Psalms 4:19. Isn't that good? Let's go to some great confessions here for guidance and wisdom. You know, God wants you to have guidance. He wants you to have wisdom today. Let him give you some guidance and wisdom today. Let's speak some good things out of our mouths so the Holy Spirit can work with us, because we're agreeing with him. We're agreeing with what God says in his word. And so he can do some wonderful things in your life. The Spirit of truth abideth in me. He teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth, John 16:13. I have an unction for the Holy One. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, 1 John 2:20. God gives me wisdom freely, James 1:5. I'm always at the right place and at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1:5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path, Proverbs 3:6. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119:105. He will perfect that which concerneth me, Psalms 138:8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3:16. I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice. And a stranger I will not follow, John 10:3-4. I am not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word, Romans 12:2. These are our last confessions here for comfort and strength. Maybe you're feeling weak today. Life has just sucked everything out of you today. Well, it's good to start speaking some good things and speaking to your body. You know, Smith Wigglesworth said, my body doesn't, he had a quote talking about how he didn't let his body talk to him. He talks to his body, you know, and you need to speak strength into your body, and not that you're weak all the time, you know, and that you feel horrible all the time. You need to speak good things into your body. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before my eyes, for what is it? It is life and it is health, Proverbs 4:21 through 22. I let no word come out of my mouth that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I'm going to spit it out there. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth in love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:15. And that which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow. And that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 16:19. I'm a believer. Who are you? Are you a believer today? I'm a believer, and these signs do follow me. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover, Mark 16:17 through 18. I'm complete in him who is the head of all principality and power, Colossians 2:10. I'm the healed of the Lord, 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side, Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed. I like that, Isaiah 54:17. And I agree with what's been prophesied for this year, that this is the year of progression, and that this is the year of more, right? 2024 is the year of more. It's been prophesied. More finances, more of God in our lives, more of his power in our lives, and him doing more in our lives to for the gospel. Think about that today. And that's what he's doing. We just agree with that today. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. And hey, amen. Well, hey, I'm so glad to be with you today. I hope you've enjoyed Coffee Confessions. I look forward to spend more time with you. I plan to try to get to be with you on Wednesday. We love you. God bless you. And I hope that you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.